Svarno Parshas Tzav. So towards the beginning of the parsha talks about bringing a Karban Toda. And in the Karban Toda, you have different parts. There are 40 loaves that you bring, and 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are chametz. So the Svarno explains, why do we have chametz in the Karban Toda? It's very unusual. Typically, Menachos do not have chametz in them. Everything is matzah. Even the lechem aponim, which I think most people are not aware of, even the lechem aponim are matzah. Everything's matzah. It's very unusual. There's only two exceptions. It's the Karban Toda and the Shtei Alechem you bring on Shavuos. So the Sforno asks, why do we have chametz in the Toda? So he says, what do you bring a Karban Toda for? It's when you were in a dangerous situation and you were saved. You crossed the sea safely, or you got out of jail, or you crossed a desert, whatever. You're in some kind of dangerous situation and you were saved. But what was the real sakana? The real sakana was the Soar Shabbat Isa, the chametz. I mean, it's parsha always comes out around Pesach time. And chametz is the enemy. Chametz is a representative of the Yetzirah. That's what it's associated with. The Soar Shabbat Isa is the Yetzirah. So it's the chametz that's the dangerous part. So why were you saved? Because there's more matzah. Now, just as an aside, there's not actually, there's more loaves. There's 30 loaves of matzah and 10 loaves of chametz, but it's the same amounts, meaning it's actually how much. There's, there are 10 isronim of chametz and 10 isronim of matzah, meaning the actual volume, like the amount of flour and water kind of thing that you're using. It's the same chametz and matzah, you just make smaller loaves. But okay, anyway, as far as the loaves count, there are 30 loaves of matzah and 10 loaves of chametz, and that wins out. And then there's another implied question, why so many loaves? Why in the world do you have to, 40 loaves of from the Karban Toda is a lot. It's not possible to eat for one person to eat, remember, and you don't have a lot of time to eat it. So why so many loaves? So he says, "Birvos halachim is parsim anes," because this way, lochlem rabim, because you're going to have to invite people, otherwise going to not end up being eaten. So you're going to have to tell people, "Okay, I'm bringing a Karban Toda. There's a ton of lechem that needs to be eaten. Everybody, come join me." Why? What are you bringing Karban Toda for? And then the person will say, "Why they're bringing a Karban Toda?" So the nes and the chesed of Hashem will be in this parsim. That's why there are so many loaves in the Karban Toda. Okay, then we have that you do tenufa. He said this in other parshas, but it's here again, that when you do tenufa, it's to show, because what you do tenufa on, you're giving to the Kohen. Like the chaza, you're giving the chaza to the Kohen. And the chelav. So you do tenufa on that, that's because since the Kohen is going to get the chaza to eat, so you want to show that it's Mishulchan Gevoah, meaning it's as if you're offering it directly to God, and Hashem says to give it to him. So you do tenufa, wave it around, to show that it's for Hashem, and from Hashem, he gives it to the Kohanim. So that's the point of tenufa. Now, what's interesting is, the way the Pasuk here in our Parsha has it, it's in Perek Zayin Pasuk Lamed, it says, you do tenufa to the Chelev, and then in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, Shokayim in Tichu Truma LaKohen. It doesn't mention explicitly that you do tenufa on the Shok. Now they give it to the Kohen. It's not explicit that it goes, that it's done with tenufa. Now Chazal tell us that they both get tenufa, but in the Pasha Pshat, the Pesukim, it does not sound like it gets tenufa. So there's far no Pashtas in explaining the Pasha Pshat, that the Shok does not get tenufa, explains that the Chazah, that's like given to Hashem directly and from him, and there's Zocha Mishulchan Gavoah, and the Shok Hayamin, he says, that's from the Chelek HaBailim, as if they're giving a gift to the Misharsei HaMelech, for the honor of the Melech. To honor the king, they also give a gift to the Kohanim, which makes it sound like it's not Shulchan Gavoah. That Shulchan Gavoah means it's given to Hashem, and Hashem decides to give it to Kohanim. Whereas the Shok, that's given to the Kohanim just as a gift, straight, in honor of the king. A different idea. Okay, then we have the Miluim, and it says that the Kohen Gadol brings, which is Aaron, so he brings a par, like Achatas, the same thing for Achatas of a Kohen Mashiach, who does a Isser Achatas, Or Paskins for about a Nisar Chattas that makes Paskins wrong about something that's a Chiv Chattas, he brings a par also. The Kohen Mashiach, right, he has that special carbon. So there, by that carbon, it gets sprinkled, the blood inside the Heichel. Whereas this one, for the Miluim, does not get go Lifnim, doesn't go into the Heichel, it gets spritched by the Mizbeach. Why is that? So the Sfarno explains, because the sin here was the Chet Egel, whatever Aaron shaychus to the sin of the Chet Egel, he had some shaychus to it, so he had to bring this par, but it didn't need to get sprinkled inside because the sin wasn't so grave, as opposed to when the regular Kohen Gadol is Mora Hora about something that is a Chiyuv Chatas, so then that's a more serious Avera, and it comes Lash Masam. It means the whole nation is sinning, because he wouldn't make a mistake like that if it wasn't part of the nation being not worthy. So anyway, so his chait is worse, and therefore that gets sprinkled lifnim rather. It gets sprinkled in the heichal, but this one for the miluim only got sprinkled outside. Also, by the miluim you give the shok. The shok gets given in the miluim. It was burnt on the mizbeach. Normally, it gets given to the kohen. So this farmer explains, because let's say by a nazari you give it to the kohen, that's because it's as if it's your actions, like because it's the leg, but it's like the hands, whatever, you're giving your actions to the kohen. By a general carbon, he suggests also that you're a czar and the kohen can go where you can't go. So you're giving him a leg. That sounds like to show that, he's walking where you can't go. Okay, whatever. Here, anyway, it's just to make the person mukshar to be a Kohen Gadol, and therefore, to be Kohanim or whatever. So, in that case, it doesn't get, in that case, it had to be burnt on the Mizbeach. It's for them, for the Kohanim, so therefore it gets burnt on the Mizbeach. In other words, normally when a Kohen brings his own Mincha, it also gets burnt, even though Mincha is normally given to the Kohen. When the Kohen brings it, it gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So similarly, here, where this is being brought to be machshir the Kohen, it's for the benefit of the Kohen, so therefore it all gets burnt on the Mizbeach, because it's his kapara.